time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B.'s Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today on my series, Environmental Issues, the title of the show is To Hunt or Not to Hunt? That is the question. I remember seeing my first black bear in the wild as a child. We were climbing over a rock wall, a hedgerow on the family farm. A cub was climbing over from the other side. I don't know whose eyes popped out further, us or the cub. I'm sure the sow, the mother bear, was watching, and we didn't totally understand that concept at that time of our lives, but didn't have to because we sprinted in one direction, the cub sprinted in the other. Well, time has reshaped ecosystems in the East. Actually, it is humans encroaching on black bear habitat. I was born in New Jersey. They now have annual hunts of black bears. I will now do what I've done my entire life. I will give you both sides of the issue. No, this isn't just about black bears, but just about hunting in general, and allow you, the listener, to make your own informed decision. You will hear how scientists make decisions on hunting a specific animal, and conversely, about people who love the beauty of nature and all of its creatures, and we'll talk about their views. I will be like a moderator in a debate, ensuring that both sides are heard. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's first take a look at scientists and how they determine what animals should be hunted, and if so, the length of the hunting season. The term we need to understand is carrying capacity. We define it this way. Carrying capacity is the largest number of individuals an environment can support and maintain over a long period of time. Let's dissect what the scientists must investigate in regard to carrying capacity. Is the population of animal X currently rising? Is the habitat of animal X currently getting smaller? Is it diminishing? The demographics of the people, the human population, we have to account for that. Are there current health risks within the animal population of, animal X? To give an example of a non-hunted species, the white-nosed fungus on bats has decimated some populations in parts of the country. So what are the interactions between animal X and humans? Reports, they're usually negative that a bear is ripping my bird feeder. Most people don't call to report that a black bear has, walked across my front yard and the sun's glistening on his fur and he looks awesome. So those reports go unreported. Hey, scientists, the return to the definition of carrying capacity. The largest number of individuals an environment can support and maintain for a long period of time. They must now determine, is there enough natural food, shelter, and space? Space is that limiting factor. And I was talking more in the East, but again, we have urban sprawl going on across the country. If you are speaking about the amount of space, a home range for, let's say, a cottontail rabbit is very much different than that of a black bear. The black bear's space is, it's vital to, its survival, but its range is much larger. If you are an animal lover listening to the show, don't say, well, he's one-sided, because remember, I will give you both sides of the issue. They will both be presented. If at this juncture, scientists agree that Animal X has a number above the carrying capacity and there will be a hunt, their next step is to determine the length of the hunt, how long it will take hunters to cull the population of Animal X to get to the final or get to close to that total number on the carrying capacity. I am out in the wild every day, either as an environmental scientist or a filmmaker. I am the most dead-on shot of anyone I know. Any animal I ever shoot, I get them. You see, I shoot every animal with a camera. I have to understand both sides of the issue. I'm there and I'm seeing it from a filmmaker's eyes. I'm seeing it from a scientist's eyes. As a scientist, I have researched critical grizzly bear habitat in Montana. I've also filmed Bears of the West. On my shows, I constantly profess to protect and preserve habitats. This is a good way to defend our furry friends. If habitat loss is the key component of developing criteria for a hunting season of a specific species, then we should develop long-range goals for preserving habitats. My new series on excellent organizations will have an upcoming show on the Nature Conservancy. This organization has a goal to preserve as much as our wildlands as we possibly can. They look at small parcels, large parcels, more honestly, they look at large parcels, but if there's a small one that's pertinent to a specific species or just to preserve it for future generations. And you always hear me talking about preserving our lands, protecting our lands, so our youth will have, the wilds that I am enjoying today, I want our youth to enjoy those same wilds. Well, the Nature Conservancy, they need to secure funds to purchase these lands. Becoming a member is vital in protecting and preserving our future generations. I am excited to bring in one of their representatives, and I won't say who it is. I got a very special guest as a first guest with the Nature Conservancy into the studio, and you'll hear more about this excellent organization at that point. So let's discuss now a positive method of controlling carrying capacity. This is accomplished each year by the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. I worked with this government agency when I was conducting research in a sagebrush steppe in Idaho. No, it wasn't in regard to the carrying capacity, but I work with them a bit, so I know a little bit about them. You know, each year, the carrying capacity of wild Mustangs and donkeys exceeds the limit. The BLM conducts a roundup, which is pretty cool. Cowboys were literally the way we think about the Old West, roundup of these animals. They know how many horses, once they've collected them, they count them. They know how many horses are above the carrying capacity. The BLM now travels the country with these animals, and they auction them off. How much, you may ask? There's no set price. They're actually looking for quality homes, a loving owner. And I filmed, with Joey B TV at one of their auctions. The cool thing is you can own a piece of American history by purchasing one of these horses. They call it an auction, but really it's a purchase. They're just looking for a couple hundred bucks to get yourself. And again, you get to select which horse or which donkey. And by the way, donkeys make, and I'm going to call them pets. They make great pets. I mean, these are wild animals. Yes, they do need to be domesticated, but a donkey will follow you around like a little puppy around the farm. Pretty cool. So that's one great thing. But this story has a happy ending because horses and donkeys can be domesticated. This is a great way of preventing an animal from a poor fate. Obviously, we cannot do this with the white-tailed deer or bear. We must make sound, safe decisions in the best interest of both animal and human. When I first began the show, I stated that I would give the facts and allow you to make your own decision. Well, each day, I post to social media a photo that I've taken out in the wild. Hey, if you follow me, I mean, I'm on like Tumblr, Twitter, Flickr, all of them. And most people, they follow me at Twitter, and that's Joey B Outdoors. You can follow me at Joey B Outdoors. And I'm always putting up some cool comments about where we're filming, what we're doing. We're now filming a documentary, Glow of Freedom. You can check out glowoffreedom.com. And you'll always see my photos every single day because my passion for being in the wild is immense. We might be filming on an ostrich farm. And while we're filming there, and I'm on camera, and all of a sudden a Cooper's hawk goes overhead, and it doesn't matter what we're filming, it's like, stop, I need to take a close look at the flight of this raptor. I remember a cool story. I remember one of my grad classes, we were canoeing along, stopping, periodically, we were IDing different species of plants. We come across a downed tree stump on one of our stops, and I tap it, and out pops a tarantula. The entire class is mesmerized by this tiny creature. You see, like every bit of nature to me is beautiful. And it's like pieces of a puzzle. They all fit together. I grew up hunting small game on the family farm. But since I've put down my shotgun and picked up my camera, I work with scientists all across this country and many of them out west who tirelessly protect and preserve our wildlands. Some of them hunt one large elk. This is their meat for the family for their entire year. You see, I must personally see both sides of the issue, or I would be biased in my views. therefore biased in my teaching. From a scientist's stance, developing a hunting season or not developing a hunting season is based on facts in regard to the carrying capacity. From people who love every aspect of nature, not hunting an animal is a decision that comes from their heart. This great country of ours allows us to make our own decisions. Although we may not agree with the opposite viewpoint, we must respect them as caring humans. There are many issues concerning the outdoors that both scientists and nature lovers are on the same team. So be kind, be careful, be compassionate, and until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.